This is Chicago's Afternoon News 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld. And on the phone is Lincoln Bias. Lincoln is a very interesting guy. I've been reading about you. I was born and raised in Rockford, Lincoln, but I understand that you arrived in my hometown in 2016 and that you own Buckbee Weed Company, an organic hemp store on Main Street.
Yes.
But you're famous now because you're on TV carving pumpkins. It's Food Network's TV show called Outrageous Pumpkins. And Lincoln, I didn't even know this was on TV. And then I saw a Rockford guy was competing. So I was like, all right, now I'm intrigued. So tell everybody what this show is about.
Well, on this show, there are seven contestants. And there are six rounds. After each round, a person gets eliminated. And if you're the last man standing, $25,000.
$25,000. I don't know what you're talking on, Lincoln, but if you win that $25,000, I think we need to buy you a new phone or something. we might have lost him. That audio seems kind of bad. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, good. We can hear you clearer now. And pumpkins are not the only thing you carve. In fact, you are a master. Is it Kesaluk?
Kesaluk. It's an ancient Chinese, an ancient Thai art, and it's the art of carving fruits and vegetables.
Oh, and you're a master.
Yes. So when you see all that Thai art of watermelons carved into flowers and radishes into flowers and carrots into birds, that's what I do.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. So you can't tell us whether you've won the $25,000 or how far you go in this competition, but you've had fun, right?
Correct. It was amazing. And all the people on the show are amazing, nice, kind people, and we all share our knowledge of pumpkin carving whenever we come together.
Lincoln Bias is famous now. He's a pumpkin carver. He's from Rockford, and the show is Outrageous Pumpkins. And can you give anyone tips? Let's say someone's going to start carving up a pumpkin tonight or this weekend with their kids. What should we know when it comes to carving?
Okay. I'm going to make everyone listening a star right now.
Okay.
So this is what you need to do. You put Elmer's glue on the pumpkin. Then you take your paper with the design and put it over the Elmer's glue. Then you put Elmer's glue on top of the paper. Glue, paper, glue. You wait 24 hours and you cut through the paper. There's no more poking holes. There's no more tracing paper. Just glue it to the pumpkin.
Glue, paper, glue. So when you put that glue on, you put it in the design you want, correct?
No, you put the glue on the pumpkin, then you put that paper over the glue. And then you put the paper on the glue, smooth it out, and then you put glue on top of that, and you wait 24 hours and cut through the paper. And because it's Elmer's glue, whatever paper is left, you just grab it by the corner and it all pulls off.
Oh, my gosh, Lincoln, you have helped me out. Why did I not know this? I've lived too long not to know how to do this.
You didn't know because you're not a professional pumpkin carver.
And are you doing your thing somewhere that we can see what you do? Like, do you make appearances?
I do make appearances. On October 15th, the Broadway show Wicked is sponsoring me at New York Botanical Garden.
Wow.
It's going to be a pumpkin face-off, three contestants. That's going to be a really good show. And you can also look up this place in Rockford. It's called Real Beautiful You. And on the 28th, I'll be doing Less There with Rachel. And I have three more events pending. However, there is a Halloween display in Senesippy Park here in Rockford 10 days before Halloween. So I'm going to be there, and another person from Food Network, William Wilson, has agreed to come, and we're both going to carve live at this event in Rockford.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love Sinisippi. So will they just drive through and see you, or will it be a walking tour, or you park and come up and watch you? How does that work?
You drive through. But the most amazing thing this year is there will be two master carvers from Food Network there.
Well, I am proud that you're representing Rockford well, because we need more people to do that. And thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, glue, paper, glue. That's what he said. Did you follow that, Mary?
I was confused. So where do you put the drawing of what you're going to carve?
Lincoln, are you still there?
I'm still here. So you put the glue, then you put the paper, smooth it out, and then you put more glue. You let it dry for 24 hours and cut through the paper.
So you don't draw the design on the paper?
Well, you can draw it, but most people like to just go online and print something nice out.
Okay. And do you carve all the way through the pumpkin so you can see through it, or is this one of those surface designs?
So with this one, you can carve all the way through, or you can use it for a surface design. And also, if the pumpkin's really thick, you can go inside and carve it to make it thinner, and it'll be easier to cut.
And the purpose you do glue, paper, glue is because it makes it easier to cut and you get a cleaner, more precise cut?
Yes, absolutely. And the paper won't get wet.
All right, that's it. I got to go see him do this in person. Thanks,
so,
Lincoln.
You know, here in Rockford, 1020 South Main, my studio is on a big display window on 1020 South Main Street in Rockford, Illinois, and I also give classes there.
Oh, my gosh, that's it. I'm coming to see you. Look for Lincoln on Food Network's TV show Outrageous Pumpkins. You'll get to see his work. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.